Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about some halachas as it relates to Kadesh, the first step of the Seder, Kadesh, or Chaz, Karpas, etc. So Kadesh, which is our Kiddush, and also we include the Bracha of Shechayanu with the Kiddush. So it's going to go as follows when it comes to somebody saying Kiddush, and there are a number of people at the table. Does each person say his or her own Kiddush? So there are various minhagim in this regards. I am reading now from Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs's publication on Pesach, and he says, in the name of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that when it comes to the Leil HaSeder, many people are noheg that women and the people of the household, they will be yotzei with the kiddush of the person who is being mekadesh. So they will listen via shomea kaona. That's the mechanism that somebody who hears, it's as if they say the actual kiddush, they say the actual thing that they're being yotzei accordingly. Many people will be quiet, they will be silent, and they will be yotzei via shomea kaona. But what they must do, they have the cup in front of them full, because each person has to drink the cup. We'll talk about how much of the cup has to be drunk, but they have to lift it up when they are listening to the kiddush, because it's as if they are saying the kiddush. They should lift up the cups and listen intently to the kiddush of the person who's saying kiddush. In addition, there's another minhag that some people say the kiddush along, but in an undertone, but they will have in mind, I'm not being yotzev via the person who's saying kiddush, I'm going to be yotzev via my own kiddush. So they say it word for word together with the mekadesh, but they are being yotzev on their own. So that's another minhag, and some people will say it at different times, that A will go first, and B will go second, etc., etc. So they will each say their own kiddush, not being yotzei via somebody else. What is important before saying the kiddush, this is based on the Shulchan Aruch, Or HaChaim, Tafla, Megimel, Sif Aleph, to have in mind, have kavana that we are being yotzei the kiddush, and the mitzvah of the Arba Kosos. Next, halacha has to do with the Shehecheyanu. So we say the beautiful bracha of Shehecheyanu is such a powerful bracha all of the time, but especially this year, given the plight of Klal Yisrael, Shehecheyanu v'kihimanu v'higyanu lazman hazeh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has kept us alive, Shehecheyanu v'kihimanu, and He's kept us going, and we have gotten to this time, Shehecheyanu v'kihimanu v'higyanu lazman hazeh. Such a beautiful and powerful bracha. So we have to have in mind all of the mitzvahs of the night. So we're at the Leil HaSeder, so we have a number of mitzvahs to have in mind when we're saying the Shehecheyanu. We should have in mind the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have the mitzvah of eating the matzah, that is the mitzvah Midoraisa. We all have the mitzvah of the Arba Kosos, the four cups of wine that we're going to be drinking, eating the Maror, eating the Afikomen. So the Shehecheyanu, we should have in mind all of those mitzvahs. An area that is complicated in halacha is women in Shehecheyanu. If the woman has lit candles already, so she's going to light the candles, say the bracha on the lighting of the candles, but also she has said Shehecheyanu. She has said Shehecheyanu on the lighting of the candles, so she will not say Shehecheyanu twice. So for example, if she is saying her own kiddush, she would omit saying the Shehecheyanu at the kiddush because she said it already when she lit the candles. But if she didn't say it then, women who did not light, etc., young kids, young girls, if they're saying their own kiddush, they're not being yotzevai shomea ka'ona, then they would say Shehecheyanu at this point during the kiddush. Now, a woman who did say Shehecheyanu, and she is skipping the Shehecheyanu, or if she's not saying the kiddush by herself, but she is hearing somebody else, so can she say amen to that? Let's talk about that example. Not if she's saying herself, if she says it to herself, and she said it already when lighting, so she's going to skip the Shehecheyanu now. But what happens if she's being yotze via the person who is saying kiddush, and he is going to say Shehecheyanu? Can she say amen on that Shehecheyanu, or is that going to be considered a hefsek, a break, because she doesn't have to say Shehecheyanu? Why should she say amen on somebody else's Shehecheyanu? So this is a machlokas in the poskim, but consensus, at least the Ashkenazic consensus, is that she indeed can say amen to the bracha of Shehecheyanu of the Mevarach. It is not going to be a hefsek for her, especially if she said Shehecheyanu when she said the bracha of the Neiros, When she said the bracha, if she said that before Shkia, which is sunset, she could not have done the mitzvahs of the Seder in any case. So accordingly, there would be no problem whatsoever with her saying Amen to the Shachianu of the Mikdash. And last area of discussion, a fascinating area of discussion, is first cup. We're talking about the first cup only right now. Kadesh, which is Kiddush, we're saying Kiddush. How much of the cup do you need to drink? How much of the wine or the grape juice in the cup has to be drunk? So lechatchila, the entire thing, this is based on the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis, Sif Katan Lamed, so lechatchila, the entire thing should be drunk. However, bidyeved, not ideal, but okay, it works. The majority of the cup should be drunk. Now this is fascinating, we're talking about only Lela Seder, the first cup, because typically, when it comes to the Kiddush of Shabbos and Yontif, you don't have to drink the full cup or even a majority of the cup. The standard, and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Orachaim, Reish, Ayin, Aleph, Sif, Yud, Gimel, is we drink a Malod Lugnav is a cheekful. A cheekful, this is a subjective standard based on the cheekful of the person who is drinking, who is saying the Kiddush, so that is for Shabbos and Yontif. So why is there a difference when it comes to the first cup here? We have a halacha lechatchila to drink the entire thing, and bidyeved, you can drink the majority of it, the raw, but when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, other Yontifs, we say that you only have to drink a melo lugmav. So Maran Riz Halevi explains as follows, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, ikaro habracha al hakos, the ikar is the bracha on the kos. Right, that's our Ikar mitzvah, saying the bracha. Elish Sarich Shemekadish Itam. So because you said the bracha, you have to drink something. And accordingly, the shear that you have to drink is going to be a lenient shear. It only has to be a melo lugmav, the majority of a cheekful. Because the ikar is the bracha when it comes to the typical Shabbos and Yontif Kiddush. On the other hand, when it comes to the arba kosos, when it comes to the four cups, the mitzvah is the drinking of the cup. And if I'm drinking of a cup, I have to say a bracha in advance of it, okay? But my ikar is the drinking. And accordingly, because that's my ikar, we should be drinking the entire cup, and bidyeved, it can be the majority of the cup. So that's why we have the distinction. When it comes to the first cup, the arba kosos, it should be the lechatchila, the entire cup, bidyeved, the rov of the cup, the majority of it, but other Shabbos, and all Shabbos and Yontif, well, unless the Seder falls on Shabbos, so other Shabbos and Yontif Kiddushes would be Malei Lugmav, is what has to be drunk. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.